ya no quiero hablar. Ya se dijo todo.
We are preparing our first day of photo shoot, and really happy. Really happy to bring out the next album.
Finding a corner of the world that we can, you know, call our own and having an anchor there really, I think, helped to ground us as people. And then being able to come back to a new recording process helped to ground the band in general as a unit, because now it wasn't just four guys who were kind of ripped out of their careers and, you know, shoved off into this thing that's a completely unknown quantity. So when we all came back to the studio, everyone was really very well rested, everyone was well centered, and I think it reflects in the vocals that we've been able to come up with.
I was really looking forward to join with the three other guys up again, form Il Divo again, and do what we love to do and we've done so well together over the last 3 years.
Every time we go back to the studio, it gets easier and easier to be able to work with these guys, because they are consummate professionals and they really do care about each and every track as we're recording it, and they give 110%, and it becomes easier because we know each other better, we know each other's personalities, we know each other's voices, we know each other's likes and dislikes, you know, musically. It's like all of those initial concerns, all of the initial fears of, is this going to work? It's not there anymore, because we know it works. So really, we have the luxury to be able to, like, relax, focus on the music, and have a good time.
We know each other so well that it's really easy to go to the studio and just record the parts. And also, we right now know the structure of Il Divo sound, thing that we didn't know at the beginning. So now it's just easy, I mean, to go there, share the songs, and we know which kind of harmonies we can do.
I have to say, this album has probably been the easiest, and I find that with the vocals, actually, I find that the blend so well. You can hear that one is finishing, the other one is overlapping the other one, and in that sense, you know, it has never created any tension whatsoever. It's just been a pleasure to be called the Promise.
I was missing to be again in the real world, well, to go again, to record, to see the guys, because we have an amazing relationship. Obviously, after being together close to 5 years, it's even better. I mean, we have a very good friendship. And the choice of the songs that were really good, I think it's going to be, I think, the best album that we have done.
I remember, actually, Steve Mack, who's actually overviewed and did the whole album, he kind of knew what he was expecting and wanted from the tracks. When we did it, we did it with very simple, you know, things. He had a piano, for example, for the songs. And it was actually, you know, the arrangement that would actually sit on the voices more than the other way around, which makes a big difference.
The Promise, I think we are more mature. Obviously, our voices, I think they sound bigger. They sound more round as a unit. Because at the beginning, obviously, it was difficult to find the sound of Il Divo, and now we know it. And now, when we sing together, it sounds like the harmonies are so close to the lead melody that it sounds like there's only one unit. The voices are really powerful. The arrangements are really powerful. So I think we improved in many, many ways. In the voices, we improved the harmonies, and we have improved all the arrangements.
Everyone was just, from the very first moment of this studio session, very positive, very constructive. And you could clearly feel that we trusted each other. And just the general spirit you felt, the four of us, and Steve Mack, the producer, we five, we want to make this record, and we want to make this the best Il Divo record ever.
In The Promise, it was a very interesting prospect, because we wanted to show something different with Il Divo. We wanted to be a little bit left of center, or a little bit right of center, or a little bit just not center. That being said, we wanted to not just be predictable. We wanted to give the audience something new to listen to. And the funny thing is, it doesn't matter how left or right or how bizarre we pick these songs, because we sing them in our way and we know how we sound together, we can take something as diverse as the Hallelujah and put it right next to the Frankie Goes to Hollywood Power of Love, and put that right next to Amazing Grace, and put that right next to The Winner Takes It All, and they all kind of come back to the center, and they all kind of have this Il Divo-ness behind them.